interviewed.
Well, Gary White, you're taking 8 to the track on Sunday at Tattersalls Park, and you've got some good chances. You might look at the first race, which is a maiden plate over 1400, and grabbed the cat backing up from a handy effort last start.
Yeah, Peter, he raced a little bit new. He sort of, you know, Justin thought that once he steps up in distance, and he said in his next couple of starts, he said you'll find that it'll improve greatly, and he has done some of his work. He seems to be more positive in what he's doing now, and I'm sure, yeah, Justin will give him a good ride, and he'll run a much improved race, especially over the 1400.
Got the blinkers on?
Yeah, just kept his mind on the job. He, you know, he thinks he's a bit of a tourist, he likes to look around a little bit, so, you know, hopefully that'll make him concentrate a bit more, and, you know, be a bit more positive in what he does.
In race two, which is the three-year-old and upwards maiden over 1400, and here Winnie Wainer goes around. Barrier one, 1.5 kilo claim for Ronan Keogh, and coming off an eye-catching third in Launceston last start, Gary.
Yeah, look, Pete, it was a fantastic run. Lee Smith gave her a beautiful ride and jumped away just a tad slow first time with the blinkers on. Posited up lovely, and coming to the corner, I thought she was going to be a huge chance. Just had to be held up momentarily to, you know, try and get out and get Dan's balance up again. But the other two are a bit more experienced than her, and hit the line quite well. I was very pleased with the last 100 metres when the four-force come alongside her. She fought it off and hit the line really well, Pete. So, again, you know, she's trained on nicely and looks fantastic. And I gave her a pick about a moment ago and she was rearing up. So she's feeling very well.
All right, race three, which is the three-year-old nut maiden over 1,100 metres. And here, Gold Chisel comes off a debut run in Launceston. Looked a bit new in Launceston.
Yeah, wanted to really have a race. Wouldn't listen to Tata at all. You know, just got a head up in the air. And, you know, she's one of those horses at the moment that just reassessing. You know, got great owners in the Norman family. And she, you know, she's been a little bit disappointing the way she's been finishing like a trial on a race. She sort of posses up and you think that she's going to hit the line strong. And at this stage, she hasn't done so. But I'm hoping that at the moment, she's probably just doing too much in her head. And if we can get her just to relax, you know, perhaps, you know, she'll... finish the races off. But yeah, you know, at the moment she's just a bit of a work in progress.
Well, 3 kilos off for young Brent McGregor and a good barrier three. If she does put her mind at a job, she's drawn and got the weight to perform well.
Yeah, well, Tommy's a good young horseman, so coming through. So, you know, the industry needs more guys like young Brent. So if she gives him a nice ride and he's able to rate the way she needs to get a finish off, I'm sure, you know, she'll improve. But at the moment, she's one of those horses that goes around the track loving quietly, but gets in the gates and just wants to get out and run, and wants to do it too much too early, and again have nothing at the finish.
All right, well, race four, this is the maiden plate over 1100 metres, and Remy Rader resumes from a little break. And how has Remy done?
Yeah, well, he doesn't know how to run bad, Pete. Ronan said last time in work that he doesn't think that he suits him, and in saying that, he's only been beaten on him by a short margin a couple of times. He's every time he goes out, he's a victim of either something's been held up in front of him, or otherwise he's always hits the line late, and one of those horses that you're wrapped to have in your stable because he gives his guts, and he never runs a bad race, Pete.
Is he better to be outside of horses than other than cluttered up?
At the moment, with your observation, it's totally true. He's a lot better once he does get the outside of horses. He really hits the line strong. Young Jacob Rule, when he rode him in Hobart, said that any time you get the outside of horses, you'll find he'll hit the line a lot stronger. And that's been vindicated by a couple of races, as obviously you've seen as well.
All right. Well, you get a little break between races five and in race six, which is the class or the benchmark 68. Handicap over 1,550 metres, and here your very impressive last start winner, Luzambo, fronts up with a nice gate, 54 kilos. He's a nice type, this horse.
Oh, he's a lovely three-year-old, Pete. He's just got better and better and stronger and stronger, and, you know, naturally I didn't want to go this way with him, but I didn't want to bring him back in distance, so the 1,550 was the best we could find. And, he's a bit of a stable favourite. He puts his head out and tries, and not unlike the good horse that Charlie had in Russian Rogue, you know, puts his head out and just keeps him charging through. And his last start, he was that impressed. Yeah, I was that impressed. He was that impressive. And his form has been franked by Speedy Junior coming out and winning again at Devonport and going probably second fastest in the other division. So, you know, again, it's all good. And he's trained on really, really well, so I'm looking forward to a good run by him.
Okay, in race 7, you'll have two going around. You'll have Ebbing coming back from a spell, and Speedo Zappalasto winner. First, we'll talk about Ebbing. Now, just curious, is he the horse that you thought might be a Cups prospect down the track?
Yeah, true, Pete. Justin Hamer wrote him the other morning in track work and said that, from the shoulders back, he's an upcoming horse. From the shoulders forward, he's still a big baby in his head. And that's been his nemesis all the way through. And if the track is, slow or worse, he probably won't run. So we ran him last time on a wet track, and I think it was young Jacob wrote him that day and said, look, give him off the wet tracks, he doesn't go a yard in them, and so he won't go around if it's really wet. But I thought he'd be a Cups horse coming through, and Brendan McCool rode him in the Derby last year, and he said the last 100 metres he just took off. He's just playing games out there, and when the penny drops, and I'm sure he's a lot more mature in himself at the moment, and if he takes his ability into the race, they'll know they're in a race with him.
All right, well, Speedo Zap, I was quite taken with the way Speedo Zap finished the race off last start. There's, it was quite the contrast of the run prior, but a replica of two starts prior when it ran second. I think Speedo Zap, if he brings that game to the races every time, he's got to be competitive.
Exactly, Pete, and also too, if the track does worsen, the weather forecast suggests that we're going to get a bit of rain towards closer to Sunday. That won't be a problem for him at all. And he's just gone on. There's no, he hasn't gone backwards at all. There's no excuses why he shouldn't better run the race he did last start. He'll get back. He'll probably be in the third or fourth pair. He'll respond to hard riding, and Rainer can punch him out as good as anybody. So, I'm sure that that he'll reproduce what he did last start when he won. And, unless there's a better one in the race, he should be able to beat.
All right, well, in race 10, you may have Mr. Isaac going around. Just a slight little mishap at the stable?
Yeah, he gave us a little bit of a knock, Pete, but he seems, he seems fine on it. There's just a little bit of swelling there, and, that if it's there on Saturday morning, we won't run him. He's got looking forward to the minor cups for him, so I won't take a chance whilst he hasn't missed a day's work, but it's there, and we won't take any chances. But, so we'll make a call on Saturday whether or not we run on.
All right, well, it'd be fair to say that what we've talked about, your two best chances, maybe race two, win A Wainer?
Oh, for sure, Pete. Look, she's drawn beautifully. Runner, she better give her the gun run, and she's come through her race, sensational.
And if Speedo Zap brings his A game in race 7, he should win too?
Yeah, on weights, mate, he's got to be a big chance. So, I'd say he's forward enough to be, to be right in the finish. And unless Ebbing has one of his big days, Speedo Zap would be very hard to beat.
Well, if Ebbing goes around as well, it might be a nice Quinella race 7, a G-White Quinella. It's not unusual.
No, you could have lots of worse horses than those two, Pete.
All right, Gary, thanks for your time, mate, and all the best on Sunday.
Thanks, Peter. Cheers.